Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, looking back, a blast from the past. Several weeks ago, I mentioned that I was cleaning out my basement and I've been working hard at it still not done. But, you know, you find interesting things. And one of the things that I found that I have had fun looking at was a stack of my extension extender newsletters. Now, some of you listening will say, oh, yeah, I've got those. In fact, I had a person tell me one time that she punched them and put them in a notebook and still had them in that notebook. Now, I'm talking about from 1969, 1970, 1971, 1972, when I worked with Extension, Iowa State University Extension in Audubon and Cass counties. I wrote this little newsletter once a month. And it, of course, told about things that were coming up, events that were coming up, programs that we were holding. It also almost always had something related to children, and it always had a recipe, and then just other tips and hints. And as I went through it, you know, thinking about how many years ago that's been, let's say 1970, that's an easy figure to think about. How many of the ideas, how much of the information that was in the newsletter is the same or pertains to the same kinds of topics now as it did then, and how many things were really different and gave me some laughs about, okay, that's what was happening then, and we're so past that now that it is ancient history. So I thought I might share with you a few of those things that I found. One of the subjects had to do with, now we talk about being green, the environment, protecting the environment. What can we do to help reduce the things that go into the landfill? And just not very long ago, we talked to Wendy Whitrock about the landfill here in Cass County. And one of the little paragraphs that talked about here was that we're talking about pollution. So there's a bit of difference in language. We don't so often talk about pollution. We mention that, but we're more apt to talk about the environment and going green. And in this little message was saying that, you know, we could form some simple habits of when we open a can of canned goods, pour out the contents, open the other end, mash it before it goes into the recycling to save space. It says the mashed can and flat ends will take up 90% less space in that landfill. So, yep, that's still true today. It would still be a really good thing to do. And then there was some research related to something that had been done in England about the plastic bottles that we get things in. And in that article, it was talking about the plastic that could just be burned down to ashes without emitting any foul kinds of things into the air, or things that would just, the plastic would just disintegrate in the sun. Well, that may have been worked on. It may have been successful for a time, but I think we've really changed how we think about what we do with those things, because many of the plastics that we use now, we don't just try to get rid of by burning or having them disappear in the sun. We get rid of them by using them, by recycling them into some other product. And that has helped our economy. And Wendy talked about this, how when those things come to the recycling center, then they can market them to some company that uses them. So the topic is still kind of the same, but it's in terms of research and how our economy has changed, how we handle those kinds of things have changed. And I think in that case, for the better, that we've made positive steps. But on the other hand, this was not in my newsletter. This was in a newspaper the other day, some research they'd done with some college students, I believe. And they were less concerned. They were less active in doing the recycling, reusing, reducing than we were, say, 20 years ago. So that's not a progressive move. That's sort of going backwards. Well, another thing that often talked about was fashion. You know, what's new in fashion? And again, a couple weeks or so ago, we talked about what's new in jewelry. and that it was the insects and the butterflies and all that sort of thing. Well, in one of my newsletters, it talked about butterflies was the new thing in home decor. Not necessarily in fashion, but what was going on in our home. So that just related again to the idea about, kind of what goes around comes around. But in this case, we're talking about jewelry now. Another safety kind of thing, health-related item, was one of the articles said that homemakers, and I find this is a bit of a change because it just was sent to homemakers, must wash their hands thoroughly after handling raw meat. So the change is now there are so many men doing the cooking, and especially when it comes to handling meat, that we need to say everybody who handles meat, raw meat, needs to wash their hands thoroughly. And then we also, of course, talked about health and hand washing. That's not changed. We probably have put more emphasis on it now than we did in the past. Although that cycles. You know, when some of us were growing up, our moms always said, did you wash your hands? And then that kind of went away, but now we're back to it again. So that's the other thing. As we look to the past, we can kind of see what of those things has cycled from high interest to lower interest, perhaps back to high interest. Another article I found talks about, it was titled, Master the Magic Box. Can you imagine what that is? Yep, it's about kids watching TV. And the concern, and this was in 1973, the concern for the amount of time that kids are watching TV and losing their interest in doing. Does that sound familiar? Get the kids out from behind the TV, get them out being active, getting exercise to cut down on obesity. And we didn't use those words here in this particular article, but same idea. Kids need to be active instead of sitting in front of the TV, or now all the other options they have for sitting and playing games and doing things where they're sitting rather than being active. There was, of course, ongoing concern for the amount of violent programs and how that affected kids as they watched TV. When it came to food, of course, I've included information about fruits and veggies and how we need those and various ways to preserve them. But I was a bit taken aback, a bit embarrassed actually, when I looked at the recipes that were furnished in those, because many of them were pretty high calorie, pretty high fat, and not so much in terms of the actual recipe being how we could maybe add some herbs to some veggies and so on. You know, chocolate ice cream sandwiches was one of them. Cornflake chews, well, maybe better than some other candy, but still pretty high fat. Turtles. And just on and on in terms of those higher fat kinds of recipes. But there were a few for salads and meat and those kinds of things. So it's, as I say, kind of fun to look back and figure out what's still being good advice and what perhaps has gone away because of our change in our ability to handle food, to handle all kinds of things. So a quick one that I just recall, one of the little hints was wash off your toaster tray fairly often, maybe once a week with just a wrung out soapy wet sponge or dishcloth. And then those little crumbs don't get stuck on there. But if you don't do that, be sure to empty it out because they could cause fires when you get a crumb buildup. But so if you do it like just as a habit once a week when you have some other once a week chores, you're working at the sink, hey, that would be an easy thing to do and a safe thing to do. It was a good tip back in 1970. It's still a good tip. So, I will close with a quick recipe, a low-cal dip. 8 ounces of plain yogurt, one little cup of yogurt, an equal amount of small curd, low-fat cottage cheese, 3 tablespoons of dried onion soup, a little soy sauce, a little chili powder if you'd like. Mix that all together and let it chill for at least an hour, and you've got a good lower cost and low-cal dip. That's an 8-ounce yogurt, 8-ounce small curd, low-fat cottage cheese, 3 tablespoons, or suit your taste, of dried onion soup. And that, of course, will add the salt. And a little soy sauce, a little chili powder, and you've got a good dip for veggies. And make them, for some people, that the veggie needs a little dip for some people to make it tasty. So, hope you've enjoyed this little blast from the past. And until next time, here's a thought. Patience is a quality that is most needed when it is exhausted.